Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart before the gods. I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for you have heard the words, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from far away. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you persevere me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. If you haven't already picked up on the theme this morning, we are going to talk about love. This morning, as we gather, Amanda just read us Psalm 138, which is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. And in the text we just heard, the author uses a term twice in that very short text, the concept of God's steadfast love. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. And if you take a moment to consider this statement, this is such a powerful and amazing promise. Well, let's take a look at the concept of steadfast love for a few moments. The Greek word for God's love is agape. Agape is a profound sacrificial love that, as we see throughout the Bible, persists regardless of circumstance. Agape is freely offered and freely given without stipulations. God's love is beyond measure and definition. And here, the psalmist uses the phrase steadfast love twice, adding to our understanding of this love that it is never ending. And as I prepared this morning, contemplating the concept of love, I began to ask three questions. One, what does this love look or feel like? Two, why is this love important? And three, how can we show this love and make a difference in the world? And this morning, I'm going to make an attempt to answer all three. So let's consider the first of these questions. What does this love of God, this steadfast love, this agape love, look like or feel like? Well, in the Bible, this love is perfectly summarized in probably the most well-known verse of the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Throughout the Bible, we see many examples of God's love, and then continued to see God's love through his son, Jesus Christ, who showed the ultimate example of sacrificial love, giving himself over to torture and shame, and then being hung on a cross, all for the world and for our sins. But how can or does this love look like in the world today? I believe that God's love moves in this world all around us, constantly. God's love is shown through words and through actions. God's love can be the call of a supportive friend after a long day, the random act of kindness shown to a stranger, the sacrifices of a parent for their child, and so many others. Yesterday, I got to witness God's love in the world in a powerful form. Yesterday, several of us from our church and our community walked in the Kansas City Pride Parade. And as a gay person myself, I have seen, heard, and personally felt the judgment, the stereotypes, the hatred towards me from people I may not even know. And being able to walk in that parade yesterday, surrounded by people who mean so much to me, and cheered on and shown endless love without stipulations by thousands of people who don't even know me, shows me God's love in this world. It shows me what God's love can do. Now let's consider the second question. Why is this love important? Why does it matter? For this question, I turn to Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul talks about the concept of love in many of his letters, many of which are often used as celebrations of love in major life celebrations such as weddings and funerals. This morning, I want to look at one that may not be used as often, but nonetheless is incredibly powerful. As part of Paul's letter, he often prays specifically for the people he is writing to. And this letter to the church in Ephesus is no exception. In Ephesians 3, we read this beautiful prayer starting in verse 14. And it reads, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of God for the people of God. So we get the question, we get the answer to question number two of why this question is important in verses 18 and 19 of this text, which again reads, "I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God." Paul is saying that only through knowing this love, we are able to experience the fullness of God. Which the opposite could also be said, being that if we do not know the love of God, we cannot experience the fullness of God. And I would say that makes this love a critical piece of our faith and our relationship with God. Not being able to comprehend or experience the fullness of God would only give us an incomplete or partial relationship with him, which in my opinion is not good enough. We always want to have a full, unending relationship with God. And this brings me to the final question I posed this morning. How can we show this love to others and make a difference in this world? I quickly found through a quick Google search that I was not the only one that asked this question. A newspaper in North Wikesboro, North Carolina, asked a bunch of elementary students the question, "If everyone knew the love of God, how would the world be different?" And I want to share a couple of the responses because they're kind of amazing. Swimming would be safer in a world where everyone knows God's love, said Dexter, 10 years old. People wouldn't make head-first dives into other people in the swimming pool. A fourth grader said, the world would be different because everyone would be nice to each other, and we wouldn't need a newspaper. If everyone knew the love of God, there would be no violence, said Molly, 9 years old. Everyone would be happy. There would be no wars, and we would have peace. It's pretty bad we have to hire people to stop crime, and they risk their lives. Everyone would know what Christ did for us, says Harrison, age 10. There would be no need for jails. And my personal favorite, if you want to change the world, Stuart, age 9, has a plan for us. He said, if I show love, it will affect the world. If everyone in the world had God's love, the world would be perfect. The one thing that I learned from this, while these kids may be young, they know the power of love. Love can truly change and shape this world for the better. And I think if we allow this love to be powered by God, think how truly amazing that could be. Think for a moment, how are we showing this love? Are we allowing this love to stop when we walk out these doors? The challenge this morning is a very big question to us. Are we prepared to see and feel the love of God? Receive it fully. Know in our heart why it matters, than to go out into the world sharing the power of love with all we meet. Now to end, I quote Paul's letter to the Ephesians once again. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. God, help us to see your love in our lives. Help open our eyes and our minds and hearts that we may be able to share this love with all that we meet. Empower us to go out into the world and make a difference and share this love, show this love with everyone. Amen.